And now the game where we ask distinguished people to answer silly questions. It's called Not My Job. Our guest today, one of the living legends of gospel music. Jimmy Carter was a young man attending a school for the blind in Talladega, Alabama, in 1939 when he formed a gospel group with some other students. Since then, the Blind Boys of Alabama have sung all over the world. They've won multiple Grammy Awards. They've appeared on Broadway and in film. They continue to record. Their most recent recording, Down in New Orleans, came out last month. Jimmy Carter, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. So Jimmy, can you start by just telling us the story that I referred to of how you got started?
Well, the Blind Boys of Alabama met at the Talladega Institute for Deaf and Blind. This school was funded by the state of Alabama, and all of the blind children that wanted to get an education came to that school. So that's how we met. We started singing together in 1939, and we hit the road on June the 10th, 1944. We started out as the Happyland Jubilee Singers. The Blind Boys, that name came years later. That's another story entirely.
Well, how did that happen?
Well, I don't have time to tell it.
Oh, we got all the time you need.
Well, that was another group of blind people called the Jackson Harmoniers out of Jackson, Mississippi. Aha! And they started out about the same time the Blind Boys of Alabama did. And this guy, this promoter of gospel music in Newark, New Jersey, thought up this gimmick. He said, I'm going to bring the Blind Boys of Alabama and the Blind Boys of Mississippi to Newark, New Jersey in a battle of music. That's how the Blind Boys got their name.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy Newark? Because I'm thinking that you'd have to be blind to do so. And I'm from New Jersey. I get to say that.
Yeah, okay. Well, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. Yeah, yeah.
Now, you've been singing gospel music then for, 54, 55 years on the road professionally.
Maybe.
Yeah? Were you ever tempted in all those years to dip into other forms of music, to try your hands?
No.
So many came and went while you were doing it.
Yeah, well, you know, Sam Cooke did. And we were all the same. The same time he got his offer, the Blind Boys had their offer too, but we turned it down.
Really?
Yeah.
So when they, because Sam Cooke also, like many of the great R&B and pop singers, started as a gospel singer.
Of course. Yeah.
And so you got the same kind of offer that Sam Cooke got.
The same day.
Right. The same day.
The same day.
And you turned it down.
Turned it down.
Why?
We wanted to sing gospel music. We were a dedicated gospel group, and we promised the Lord that we would never deviate from that. So we are still here, and we're going to stay here till he says that's enough.
We understand, we are told that you have that one of your roles with the group is and has always been, you're the guy who likes to go out in the audience and get everybody excited. Is that true?
That's correct.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You still do that?
Still do it.
Yeah. How do you do that? You just walk out there and...
Well, no, I have a guy that takes me out.
Yeah.
I give him a cue. He has a cue.
Yeah.
And when I give him the cue, we walk out.
Yeah?
Mm. Yeah.
And what do you do when you get out there into the big halls you play?
Oh, I just get out there and just do my thing.
Jimmy, have you ever had kind of a dead crowd that didn't respond even when you're trying to get them going?
Well, you know, when I walk out, I tell them this. I say, now, the Blind Boys do not like a conservative crowd.
You'd like them to give it up.
Mm-hmm. We like a noisy crowd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 99 won't do.
99 won't do. Got to be 100.
There you go.
Let me ask you this. You've been... one of the things that's happened last decade or so, maybe even longer, you guys have really been embraced by mainstream music. You've sung with a lot of musicians, have invited you to sing with them on their records and concerts. You've been put in movies on the Broadway stage. How's that been for you? Because you've labored for so long in the gospel world, now you're...
Well, you know, I always say, this is my philosophy, better late than never.
There you go. You even sang the theme song for the TV show The Wire.
The Wire, right. Mm-hmm. Down in the Hole, yeah. Good Tom Waits song.
Oh, yeah. Have you met Mr. Waits?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I think he'd dig your version. I just got to ask you one last question. We've been doing this with all the musicians that have been coming in the show in the last year or so. And this is interesting because this is the first time we've put it to a pure singer. What do you think, Jimmy Carter, is the sexiest musical instrument? So, for example, we asked that to Branford Marsalis. He thought it was the saxophone. Weird Al Yankovic thought it was the accordion. Surprise. So, you who don't play an instrument, per se, other than your own voice, what do you think is the sexiest instrument?
My voice.
There you go.
I think we've got a band now.
I think so.
Put all those guys together.
Well, Jimmy Carter, we are so thrilled to have you with us here. We have asked you here to play a game with us, and we are calling it...
You Don't Even Like Peanuts.
We're guessing that you have spent a fair bit of time since the 1970s either apologizing to audiences or reassuring them, more likely, that they weren't about to be serenaded by the 39th President of the United States. So we're going to see how much you know, sir, about the other Jimmy Carter. Get two out of these three questions right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice, on their home answering machine. Carl, who is the more fun Jimmy Carter playing for?
Well, Jimmy is playing for Barry Nichols of Anniston, Alabama.
All right. Ready to do this?
Yeah.
Have you met Jimmy Carter, the President Carter?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, nice man?
Nice fellow, yeah.
Okay.
How's he sing?
Well, I tried to get him to sing, but he wouldn't do it.
No. All right, Jimmy, here we go. Jimmy Carter entered the race as only a one-term ex-governor of Georgia. What did his mother, known as Miss Lillian, say when he told her he was running for president? Did she say, A, quote, that's nice, son, and I'll be your empress? Did she say, B, quote, did Billy put you up to this? Or did she say, quote, president of what?
I'm going to take C.
You're going to take C. President of what?
Yeah.
Very good, sir. Yes. Very good. Now, Jimmy Carter gets criticized a lot for his various failures as president, stagflation, the Iran hostage crisis. But he did accomplish at least one inarguably good thing. What was it? Was it A, he made home brewing of beer legal throughout the land? B, he allowed children in the White House lawn Easter egg roll to use spoons rather than their noses? Or C, via an executive order, he finally allowed cabinet members to remove their ties at work?
Okay, I don't think it could be two C's in a row. So.
Now that's exactly how I took my SATs, so it makes sense.
Yeah. By the way, it's not a successful method of doing your SATs.
I'm going to say B.
You're going to say B. He allowed children in the White House long Easter egg roll to use spoons rather than their noses. That's your choice?
That's my choice.
I'm afraid not now. It was actually home brewing.
Really?
Home brewing. In 1979, President Jimmy Carter signed a law easing federal restrictions on brewing your own beer.
Really?
However, yes, this is true. It was illegal according to federal law. However, some states kept their own restrictions on it, including, I am very sorry to say, Alabama.
Oh.
Well, this is very exciting, Jimmy, because if you get this last question right, you'll win it all. So you have one right with one to go. Here we go.
Yeah.
Here's your last question. Carter famously tried to make the White House seem more relaxed than it had been under his predecessor, Richard Nixon. Not a relaxed man. In fact, the White House got so relaxed, what once happened? Was it A, presidential guest Willie Nelson went up to the roof of the White House and smoked a joint? B, President Carter once received his daily intelligence briefing in the Oval Office while wearing his bathrobe and Mr. Peanut slippers? Or C, the red hotline phone from the Soviet Union went unanswered for 4 minutes because the president and his aides were playing trash can basketball?
I'm going to say B again.
You're going to go for B. President Carter once received his intelligence briefing in the Oval Office wearing a bathrobe and Mr. Peanut slippers.
Yeah.
And he'd walk around and Mr. Peanut would sort of flop and look like he was walking.
Yeah.
You think that's the answer?
Yeah.
It was A. It was Willie Nelson.
Oh.
Willie Nelson. He played a concert at the White House And then he says he went up to the roof to smoke a, quote, Austin blunt.
Well, I know he's capable of it.
Yeah, I was about to say. I'm surprised, because I bet you've met Willie Nelson in your travels, have you not?
Yeah, I have.
And you'd probably...
I didn't smoke nothing with him, though.
No. I'm just saying you would. You're a godly man, but he, on the other hand, would and apparently did do that.
Yeah, well, he's my buddy, though.
He is, I bet he is.
Yeah.
Carl, how did our Jimmy Carter do talking about the other one?
Well, Jimmy needed at least two correct answers to win for Barry Nichols, but this Jimmy had just one correct answer.
Sorry, Barry.
Well, you know.
Maybe next time.
Yeah, I think so. Jimmy Carter is one of the founding members of the Blind Boys of Alabama gospel group. They're on tour across the country in support of their new album, Down in New Orleans. For more information, you can go to blindboys.com. Jimmy Carter, thank you so much for joining us. Jimmy Carter, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, sir.
If you walk through the garden, you better watch your back. Well, I beg your pardon.